Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan here. Cal Banyan's Hypnosis Cetra, and I'm back with the brilliant, effervescent, and excellent Brenda Titus. Let me tell you a little bit about Brenda, but first, I'm going to say something I think is going to be kind of controversial. I think that every hypnotist, consulting hypnotist, and hypnotherapist should get some stage hypnosis training. And I'm going to tell you why. And Brenda, I'd want to find out her opinion on that statement too. Speaking of Brenda, let me tell you about Brenda. She's a consummate professional. She's just brilliant. She manages to come and bring a special spark. In addition to just being really smart, she's got this spark of desire to help people, and she does it in the most pleasant way possible. She's got a bachelor's degree in sociology and a master's degree in criminology. She's presented at the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention. I think she's going to do it again this year. If she wants to tell you about it, she can. Most importantly, she takes time out of her schedule to come and help out and coach during our certification courses, both our 10-day certification course and our 7-day certification course. She continues to see gobs of clients each week, and she's a 5-path hypnotherapist, true believer. How are you doing, Brenda?
I'm doing great, Cal. I'm so happy to be here today. Thank you so much for having me, and you always have such a sweet introduction. I really appreciate it. When you say I come in on my days off and what have you, yeah, it was a little bit of a tight fit today to get everything together and get here, but the second I got here, I just was very happy to be here, and I'm happy to be here to share some really great topics with everybody today. But before we do that, I want to be sure you all know who Cal is. Cal is the hypnosis celebrity, and not just because of these wonderful videos that are provided out there on the internet for everybody week after week, over 420, and they are out there to go on throughout the internet forever, as long as you can go back and look through them, as long as the internet is there, which I'm hoping will be for quite a long time, right, Cal? But in the like I said, Cal is the hypnosis celebrity and authority. He's received almost every award and recognition in the profession. He is also has been such a great mentor in as a teacher teaching 5-path hypnotherapy, 7-path hypnosis, but then also self-hypnosis, but then also really bringing together the 5-path groups and bringing all of the people who have come through his system of hypnosis, hypnotherapy, his certification, bringing us all together so that we can all be the best of the best and to also encourage each other in being the best of the best. And so I'm so honored to be here and to share some topics today with all of you. So how about that, Cal?
Wow, I'm really jazzed after that. Hey, everybody, let me tell you, it's not like she comes in her days off only. She'll be on a day where she's seeing clients and then schedule her clients around so that she can come help out in class whenever possible. And so a deep debt of gratitude goes out to you, Brenda. All right, to our topic. What do you think of that idea? All hypnotists, all professional hypnotists, helping professional type hypnotists, call yourself a consulting hypnotist, call yourself a hypno coach, call yourself a hypnotherapist, should get some hypnosis, stage hypnosis training. You heard me talk about that today. What was your impression of that?
Well, it is actually very interesting timing that this all came up, Cal, because I am preparing for a presentation that I'm going to be doing at a convention that are, people who are not hypnotists. And as I was thinking about explaining hypnosis to people, I realized how much generally the general public thinks about stage hypnosis. And that's kind of out there as, a lot of times what people see or what their assumptions are, either that or drastic misperceptions of hypnosis out there on TV. But as I was preparing this presentation, I realized that actually doing some stage hypnosis training would be very valuable for me to do one day because it gives you a different stage presence. It gives you a different ability to speak in front of a group and then be able to prepare a group for a group hypnosis type of situation. So I had actually just been talking about maybe one day doing some stage hypnosis training just before you started talking about this. So it's kind of interesting timing.
It's like synchronicity, isn't it?
Synchronicity, of course.
It's the zeitgeist.
Yeah, sometimes I think that I've got Cal on the brain, and I actually did. I thought, wait a minute, he's talking about stuff I was just talking about at home yesterday. That's kind of interesting, huh?
It's like I can never even surprise you anymore.
Oh, you can surprise me just fine, Cal.
Hey, so let's just run through this real quick. I don't know if we're going to take the whole episode on this. We've got a whole bunch of questions that have been sent in that you've got there in on the desk waiting to be asked. But I just want to get down to some of the main reasons. One is what you're talking about. It gives you confidence in working in front of groups to do demonstrations and that kind of thing. Was that your point?
Exactly. Is that, you know, not everybody has a speaking presence or a presence of being able to go out in front of a group. So I think it gives you some stage practice. And so, you know, like, you know, I get practice every couple months coming out here on the podcast to speak and, you know, and what have you, or speak in front of a group, but not everybody has that. So I think that's a great way to learn how to be able to be in front of a group and have a stage presence, which then translates to a teaching presence as well.
Perfect, perfect. So now another reason is that, gosh, our roots really, especially the National Guild of Hypnotists and us who do instant and rapid inductions, our roots go back to the stage hypnotist, because the stage hypnotist had to, they didn't care what was academic. They didn't care what the people in the universities and colleges said about hypnosis. They had to have inductions and deepening techniques and tests that really work, because when they messed up, they did it in front of an audience. I mean, it'd be a grand mess up. Does that make sense to you, Brenda?
Excellent point. Yes, definitely.
And so many of our techniques, like, come through people. Five Pathers, our kind of our hypno grandpa is Dave Ellman and Gil Boyne. And both of them were very strong at either stage hypnosis or doing hypnotic demonstrations, instant inductions, rapid inductions, and that kind of thing. So years ago, when I was first starting out, maybe I was in the profession a year or two, I was noticing that my clients would ask me, what about that stage hypnosis stuff? Is it real? What's going on with that? And, you know, I'd have to tell them what I thought at the time, but then I decided I would go to one of the most respected people in the National Guild of Hypnotists as far as hypnosis training, and I took a course with him. And it actually changed some of the things that I do in hypnosis, and I give him credit when I teach. So, things that make it easier for the client to comply, and some other things. So in my book, Hypnosis and Hypnotherapy, Basic to Advanced Techniques for the Professional, co-authored with Gerald Kine, I give some examples of how stage hypnosis influenced us as, you know, one percenters, the best of the best. So, you know, what we do is we learn from the people who do talk therapy, we learn from the people who do parts therapy, and we learn from the people who do age regression and direct suggestion and these different kinds, and then we take the very best of those things, and that's what became Five Path. All right. Anything you want to add to that, Brenda?
Well, I will add that one of my favorite nights at the convention is Friday night, when we get to see the best of the best of the stage hypnosis professionals in action. And then we get to see all of our hypnosis friends up there on the stage being the participants. It's my favorite part. I'm actually confirmed and booked for the convention, as well as my husband this year. And that's my favorite part. Go in, have fun with our friends. And so I'm looking forward to seeing everybody next summer at the convention, Friday night at the stage shows.
Perfect. Now, kind of paradoxically, even though I have this real interest in what the stage hypnotists do and how they do it and how it can help me with hypnotherapy, I am not a fan of going and watching stage hypnosis shows. Isn't that strange?
Because I know you, Cal. I get it. And because I know me, I know why I like to go. It's a good time.
What do you mean by you get it? What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, it's a social thing. It's getting out and having fun, letting your hair down, and it's just.
Yeah, I don't do comedy shows and stuff like that either. I mean, I'm not into having fun in that way.
Yeah, see, that's, I like it because I can just watch everybody up there, have a good time. It's not like, you know, I have to do anything but just sit and watch. But it's, you know, that fun, comedy, clean shows at the convention as well. I just think it's a great, good time. And it's a great way to get to know people, because then as we see people throughout the weekend, we're, you know, oh my gosh, hey, it's so-and-so who did such-and-such at the show. It's just a great, you know, icebreaker for the weekend. I love it.
Perfect. Another good reason to the National Guild of Hypnotists Convention in August. I believe it starts the 7th of August. I'm looking at my calendar here. Yes, it's the 7th, 8th, and 9th of August. We're going to be there. You're doing a talk, right?
I am presenting at the convention this year.
Awesome. Do you know what it is?
I am presenting on establishing healthy boundaries in your hypnosis practice. I'm excited about that. Something I'm really passionate about. Yeah.
And I'll be speaking to, I got a 1 hour, a 2 hour, and then the 2 day age regression certification course, but we'll get into that stuff when we get closer. Back to stage hypnosis. So one of the cool things is when you know, like let's say, that here's two things. One, on one hand, you could say, I'm going to learn these techniques and it's going to make me a better hypnotherapist. On the other hand, you go, yeah, I'm going to learn these techniques and I'm going to do some stage hypnosis. Now, if you actually do the stage hypnosis, something fantastic happens. If you run a good, clean, professional, respectful show, you're going to actually be marketing yourself as a consulting hypnotist, as a hypnotherapist. You can say sometime in the show, and by the way, you're seeing the power of hypnosis here on the stage. It is a hugely powerful transformational technique for overcoming fears, changing bad habits, motivation, improving sports performance, and other things. Talk to me about it after the show, or go to my website, calbanion.com, that kind of thing. And something happens in that moment. You've proven that you can hypnotize people. You're proven that you're professional. And you know what? You just got paid for marketing your show. Wouldn't that be great, Brenda, if you could get paid for every time you actually spent time marketing your practice?
That would be a really great thing, wouldn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So I'm going to kind of just wrap this up here in a minute with this stage hypnosis stuff, because I know Brenda's got some questions that are just burning a hole in her pocket, like extra change. And that is, you can get paid. So doing stage hypnosis can either make you a better hypnotist, or it can help you to market your hypnosis practice. And if you decide to actually do some stage hypnosis, you get paid. And for some people who are struggling to go from part-time to full-time, that could be just enough to where they can quit the day job and go into their dream job of doing hypnosis full-time. So with that, I've been busy in the background trying to work out a deal with one of the best-known hypnosis trainers in the profession for my five-path graduates, for the graduates of our program, because, you know, you get certified, you graduate, and then we look for other things that could add to their professional development. And I came up with a really good deal where they're going to save some money and also some good bonuses also. And this is what I'm going to do. Then it dawned on me, you know what, it's wrong of me to just keep it to our five pathers. So I'm putting it out to everybody, because I really think it raises the profession when we do that, when you have a good trainer. And so if you go to calbanion.com/stage, calbanion.com/stage, you can take advantage of the same deal, save some money, get some bonuses when you register for the certification course, stage hypnosis training, using that link. And then so it's calbanion.com/stage. And you're going to find out that I think it's just going to be a great time. The training is in Las Vegas. I'm not mentioning the person's name. Oh, but you'll find out when you click. And I'll tell you what, even if you're not interested in stage hypnosis at all, to learn it, to do it, you want to click on that link anyway, because there's three videos. Outtakes from the three different trainers that will be running that training program, and I guarantee you will laugh until you cry. So click calbanion.com/stage just for a really good laugh. All right, I think that's it. Anything you want to add about stage hypnosis, Brenda?
I think I'm good, thanks.
Cool, so you got a question for me?
I do, yes. I wanted to take a couple of minutes. I got a email from Alana Jackson. She's one of the Five Path hypnotherapists that I communicate with on a regular basis. And she wanted to talk about working with clients where their goals were a little bit elusive. And that actually led me to a bigger question, which has to do with when we're working with clients, how we know when our work is done. So she was specifically talking about, you know, she said, well, when we're working with weight loss, you know, you can tell that the client is becoming successful because they're losing the weight, or obviously if we're quitting drinking or smoking, they're no longer drinking or smoking. But she said, but what about when you're working with something like self-esteem, having a measurable response? And so then how do we know when our work is done? So what do you think about that, Cal?
Okay, I think I kind of hogged the first half of this video. And so you want to just start this off, because I know you've been thinking about it?
Yeah, definitely. Well, you know, one of the things that I really like to do based on Cal and Maureen's advice and guidance is I give every client, when they come in, a benefits form. So right then and there, I'm asked, and I actually explain to them, I say, okay, we're working towards a goal, your confidence, your self-esteem, but I want to think about where that's going to show up in your life, and that will be a benefit in your life, ways that you want to see that show up in your life to help make that change. And then really so then I'm really finding out, okay, what does confidence look like in their lives so that they're starting to create that goal? And then one of the things I really work a lot with is age progression. So as I'm working through each session, we are taking them into the future to practice that confidence, practice that self-esteem, practice some of the things that they want to do. And I actually usually slyly find a way that they're going to get to practice that in the coming week before they come back to see me, so that I've always got kind of a gauge on, okay, are you making that progress? Tell me about it. Or if they don't, then I can do some work and coach them through it and do some more work with it. So how about that, Cal?
Good. I'm writing down some notes as you're talking about. All right. I think that really sounds good. In fact, that overlaps one of the things that I was thinking about, and that is, when I have a new client, I agree with you, and I usually say these words. I say, okay, when we are successful with this issue, what does that look like? How do we know that we're successful? I mean, unless it's obvious, like when they say, stop smoking, but if they're in for weight loss or self-esteem or doing better in a sport, I want to be able to quantify that so that we can, you know, say, okay, this has been done, and this has been done, and so that we can agree upon that success has been achieved. Is that what you're getting at?
Exactly.
All right. And then the next thing is, and this is especially true with something that takes a while. You know, you might see them for 4, 5, 6 weeks, but, you know, they came to lose 50 pounds. They're not going to do that in 5 weeks. And what I like to do is, once they get rolling along really well, okay, then what I'm going to do is say, you know, it looks like everything is going great. What I'd like to do is have a follow-up session that if you need it, it's already scheduled. If you don't need it, what I want you to do is reschedule it. So what I would say is, you know, we've been seeing each other about once a week. Let's right now schedule for about 2 weeks from now. And now this is because there's something about having that appointment that it feels very supportive. It feels like you're not suddenly just out there floating around. And what happens is when you get close to that 2 week mark, you decide, do I need that appointment, or would I be better off moving that appointment 1, 2, or 3 weeks farther down the road? And I tell them, I have a cancellation and rescheduling policy. I need to have 48 hours, all right? So with that in mind, if they're doing great, but they still want to have that appointment out ahead of them, they'll call in, they'll reschedule for 2, 3, 4 weeks down the road. And they'll do that for a while. And then if they do have a rough spot, bam, there's that appointment already scheduled. They can come right in, and we can get them through that rough spot. What do you think of that?
That is a great point. It's not something that I do so far, but I can see where, especially if I'm, you know, concerned about how they're going to be continuing through long term, then that's definitely something that I would want to be sure that I made a plan and really push for with my clients.
Beautiful. another thing is, so we come to, you know, a point where we've, you know, we're checked off that list. Yes, you've got what you want. Super fantastic. And what I want you to do is, you know, go out there, do great. But it's really important for you to know that if you hit a bump, call me. I know exactly what to do. I think you're going to do great. I think you're all done. But who knows? How do you make God laugh, right? Tell God your plans, and God laughs in heaven because God knows what's coming up when you don't. So I really have this open door policy that I expect that you're going to do great, you expect you to do great, but if there is a bump in the road, give me a call. How's that?
I think that's a great way to put it too. And by then, I mean, I know, especially for myself, I've got 5 sessions that I've already completed with my clients usually in that situation, so that I can say, you know, hey, everything that we've done, I can really see how you're just going to keep getting better. I actually always do a 2 or 3 week phone follow-up as well, or email, to just kind of check in with people. But I think also just reminding them anything comes up, or maybe even remind them some of the other work that you can do. Anything comes up, I know exactly what to do. Give me a call before it gets, you know, things go completely off the rails. We'll get you back, tuned back up, get you back in shape. And I think that, you know, as we develop that trust and that confidence, our clients then really believe and know, yep, I know exactly what to do. They'll come back and see us. We'll get them back on track, and things are good to go.
Perfect. So here's another one. Have you ever had a client come in with like a shopping list of things they want to work on?
Yes. And I should, you know, what's so funny is I often say, well, you know, as we're working through X, Y, and Z might kind of shift for you. So let's see how we do. But I know that sometimes people will come and we're starting with the smoking, and then they'll say, well, then once I get that under control, I definitely have to talk to you about that food. So I'm always really good about then saying, all right, you know, some of the techniques that I use will start really working with both of those things, but then let's really focus on one thing at a time in the bigger scheme of things so that we can really make that change. And actually then the second changes will be even easier because you've already started having success in the beginning stuff that you've done. So let's work on the most important thing first. And then the other things will start kind of working their way through. Then we'll just go back and do what we need to do to resolve those additional things. How about that, Cal?
Perfect. Exactly what we teach in class, exactly what we coach you on. And now, so what do we do to know if someone's done? So when you get done with one, you know, they have this mental expectation that when they're successful for this, why wouldn't they go on to the next issue in their list? So as you segue from the one issue that brought them in into the next issue, that gives you even more time to be sure that the original issue is done. It's called follow-up. And that's just the best way to do follow-up, is move on to the next issue. And during that time, you can continually get feedback on that. So you're done when you're done. Don't take clients that say, I'm going to do 5 sessions and I'm done. They're not done until they're done. You know, as a talk therapist, I never had someone come in to me and say, oh, I want 5 sessions and at that time my relationship issue should be over with, or whatever it is. So we've got to say to our potential clients that on average, you know, it is 4, 5, 6 sessions, but sometimes it's more complicated. We're done when we're done. How's that?
Such a great point. Yes, thank you.
All right, wrap it up.
All right. Well, I really hope that helped address Alana's questions and everybody else starting to think about, you know, think outside the box about communicating with your clients, thinking about the work that they're doing and the progress that they are making. So, you know, one thing that we wanted to finish up with is sometimes we will get questions that are kind of similar to things that we've talked about before. So important. Or, you know, I might tell somebody, well, we're going to talk about that, but it'll be 3 weeks, 4 weeks before it ever airs. But so I wanted to remind everybody that, you know, like we've said, there's 420 videos out there online to be able to be accessed on calbanion.com. Excuse me. And so actually when you go and register on calbanion.com, you can actually get a whole list of all of the videos that have ever been done. And you can do a search. It's a searchable list. So you can do Control F. Maybe you want to look for age progression like we talked about earlier today. You can do age progression, search, control F, and it'll give you all of the shows where we've very clearly gone through this topic, or Cal and another co-host. So I just want everybody to be aware of that. And always remember, you know, first, obviously, keep in touch with us if you have questions, but know that sometimes we're going to, you know, have things that have already been addressed, and you can just go in there, search it, and find it out. So if you do have questions in the future, you can always come to me or to Erica. I can be reached on ochypnotherapy.com, Brenda at ochypnotherapy.com. I'm also on Facebook as Healing Path Hypnosis or OC Hypnotherapy, and you can also find me on our Hypnospace. I'm over there, especially at the Hypnotist Lounge, and also I have a board certification accountability group. Go check it out, and maybe we'll talk about that on another episode as well. Have a great week, everybody.
Wow, thank you, Brenda. We got a lot done. Ran over a couple of minutes, but that's okay, because it was an action-packed, info-packed podcast. So yes, visit Brenda on our Hypnospace, her website also, and please become a VIP member. That's what she means when she says register. What happens? It's free. You get instant access to 400 plus videos. And every week we'll send you our newsletter. You can unsubscribe at any time. And it tells you what the latest podcast is. I talk about gold in, gold out. And with gold in, gold out, you want the gold to come automatically. You don't want to have to go seek it and find it all the time. All right. That's it. I'm done. Cal Banyan, see you in class.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.